the man after God's own heart. The Lord has sought for himself a man after his own heart. 1 Samuel 13, verse 14. Throughout Scripture, God is looking for men or women with a heart for God. He is simply looking for people of faith, people who will trust him and believe his word. And throughout Scripture, we see one here and we discover one there. He is looking for men of faith like Abraham, and he is searching for leaders like Moses. He is seeking humble men, trusting men, men who delight in the glory of God. And he is looking for men like Joshua, who chose to serve the Lord with all his house. God is looking for men after his own heart like David, who will shepherd his people. And he is searching for prayerful men of integrity, like the prophet Daniel. He is looking for willing men like Isaiah, who volunteered to do the Lord's bidding, trusting men like Habakkuk, who lived a life of trusting faith. He is looking for men who loved their God like Joseph and John, Peter and Paul, Jeremiah and James. And he is also looking for willing women, whose value is far above rubies. Daughters like Sarah and Esther, Deborah and Hannah, Ruth and Rahab, Mary and Elizabeth. All these people were in right relationship with the Lord, and each of these characters displayed a characteristic that pleased the Lord. A godly disposition that was precious in his eyes, a quality that is dear to the heart of our God. God laid his hand on each of his people in a unique way, and God took time in each life to develop in each one a peculiar and distinctive quality that was a dim reflection of his own perfect grace. One that would be seen in the face of Jesus himself. The name of each distinctive character is of little import, for we are drawn to the godly quality that their lives displayed. Hallmarks of men that love and trust their God in action and attitude. Elements of a woman that worships at his feet in heart and soul. A man of faith, a woman of virtue, a man of prayer, a woman of wisdom, a man after God's own heart, a woman who worships at his feet, a man of obedience, a woman of humility, a man beloved of God, a woman chosen by him. Oh, throughout the word, we see a dim reflection of all the godly qualities that are so pleasing to the Father, developing in the lives of some of his people. As we read through Scripture, we discover one here and we find another there. But in the fullness of time, God sent his only Son in the form of man, in whom would dwell all the godly attributes of deity bodily. For he is the ultimate man of faith and virtue, the perfect man of prayer and praise, the godly man of wisdom and worship, the loving man of obedience and humility, the gracious man so beloved of the Father, who was chosen to be our Saviour. For he is the true man after God's own heart. Oh, there are many wonderful qualities in this one amazing, perfect, marvellous man, qualities and attributes that at times were dimly reflected in God's servants, but every one of which is to be found in Christ in all its fullness. But these are qualities that God desires to blossom and bloom in the lives of all his children. Qualities that God desires to develop in you and in me. But we have to come to the place in our lives where our daily prayer is, "Not my will, but thine be done in my life. Break me, melt me, mould me, fill me, pattern me after your beloved Son. Align my thoughts to the mind of Christ, that I may think like him. Mould my will to yours, O Lord my God, that I delight to do thy will. Unite my heart to your heart of love, that I may reflect you in all I do."